Farce. Another slice of Celtic history from the Celtic Wiki. Throughout the late 1960s, Jockstein Celtic were a side feared and respected across the whole of Europe. With a reputation for eye-pleasing attacking football, the Hoops were a team who had impressed and entertained supporters from Milan to Madrid. Yet it had all been so different earlier in that decade, when a few of Steen's future Lions made their continental bow in an obscure and quickly forgotten competition. The catchily titled Anglo-Franco-Scottish Friendship Cup was a tournament that was as bizarre as Celtic's performances in it were woeful. Made up of 8 French, 4 English and 4 Scottish teams, the competition was held during the 1960-61 season and was a poor imitation of a relatively successful Franco-Italian Friendship Cup. While the French-Italian effort had attracted top teams from both countries, this new tournament essentially catered for those sides not good enough to participate in either the European Cup or the Intercities Fairs Cup. Qualification for the Friendship Cup was based on league position from the previous season. On this basis, Celtic should have missed out, having finished their 1959-60 league campaign in an uninspiring 9th place. However, Ayr United were unable to compete on the grounds that Somerset Park had no floodlights. When Hibernian Wren turned down an invitation to compete, Celtic were drafted in to make up the Scottish quota. The tournament winners would not be an individual club. Instead, each nation was awarded 2 points for every win picked up by one of their sides and a single point for a draw. The French organisers had originally wanted the British clubs to compete as one nation. The Scottish League objected to this proposal. Consequently, tournament officials decided to cast 2 trophies and split the competition into 2 separate cups, with English and Scottish sections. As if such laboriously contrived arrangements were not unappealing enough, Celtic were then drawn to face the little-known UA Sedan Torcy, a side of part-timers from a small coal mining and industrial town in the northeast of France. Sedan had won the French Cup in 1956, but in truth had done little else since their formation in 1919 and were all but unknowns outside their home nation. Celtic were away for the first game, which was played on the evening of Saturday, August the 6th. Held during the traditional French summer holiday period, the tie attracted a poor crowd of only 3,000. At the insistence of organisers, the boys wore yellow numbers on the back of their hoop shirts. Despite containing the likes of Paddy Crerand, Billy McNeil, Bertie Peacock, Stevie Chalmers and Bertie Ode, the visitors were outclassed from start to finish as the French side cruised to a comfortable 3-0 victory with goals from Leon, Lebeur and a Dunkey Mackay on goal. In fact, the hopes were 3 goals up within the first half hour, and so pathetic was the Celtic performance that the supporters of the part-time Sedan side began jeering the woeful boys. While Sedan were unknowns in Glasgow, Celtic was similarly obscure in this part of the world, and their performance on that day did little to endear themselves to the locals. The return match in Glasgow was staged on Tuesday, October the 18th. An intrigued crowd of 27,000 turned out to see the continental visitors, who shot their hosts by taking the lead within the opening minute. In a frequently bad-tempered game, Celtic were often second best, but despite a missed penalty from Bertie Ode, they managed to secure a 3-3 draw with a goal from John Divers and 2 late efforts from Stevie Chalmers. The visitors had found Renette through Fulgenzi with a double and Leon. Clyde, Motherwell and Dundee had been Scotland's other representatives in the tournament, and with the success of these teams meant that Scotland would go on to claim the trophy, having finished with 11 points to France's 5. There was little to cheer about though, as in the main, the tournament, which would run for one more season, was poorly attended and far from lucrative. In fairness to a mostly youthful Celtic side, their opponents Sedan were no mugs, and they would go on to lift a French Cup for the second time in 1961. Yet, by 1966, just as Celtic were preparing to conquer Europe, AC Sedan Torcy was strictly no longer in existence after a merger with Racing Club de Paris, saw the creation of Racing Club Paris Sedan, a bizarre merger of clubs located more than 150 miles apart. The club, presently in the second tier of French football, would undergo a couple more name changes before finally settling for their current title of CS Sedan in 1975. But despite these name changes and these mergers, as the town where Caesar made his European bow for Celtic, Little Sedan will always form a part of Celtic history.